today.
Certainly.
Yes. Spring. Real springtime. Well, have you heard of what's going forward?
No, not really.
Conversations in that district.
Better to find these sheriffs, you know.
Find these, look for Arizona.
At about noon today.
I'll be back till the weekend.
Well, you might have to come back.
Yeah.
Erwin thought he had an appointment with me. When he got back over there, he found that he was 1 hour out on this.
See what happens.
He said that this piece of what Ryan had talked to Mitchell today. And Mitchell had told him that he was having Jed come up to see him. So that was Mitchell's request. And O'Brien said Mitchell, in fact, told me that he's going to make the point to McGruder that Jed's got to make his own decision on how he approaches things. So he's going to make a game clear that he isn't Rodney Mitchell, he's going to be there. Dean talked to Mitchell today also, and Mitchell told me he needs to stiffen up. And said, you should understand that if you go ahead, if you go up before the grand jury, you've got a problem because you won't be believed. Because your story doesn't jive with mine. Doesn't jive with mine. And all we're going to do is open a can of worms. Dean has a distinct feeling that Mitchell was saying to him that Dean should consider adjusting his story so that it fit more deeply with Mitchell's. Just so you understand my position. If I thought I could plead guilty and solve this thing and do it legally, I would do it. But I cannot go to the grand jury and not tell the truth because I know how unable I am to lie. He said if I start doing that, my hands will start trembling and my voice will shake, and he said I can't get away with it. So he said, just so you understand, if I go, I do the best I can, but I will not change the fact. Yours are going to call Mr. Rickley and lobbing it all this way and still buzz like that. So they want me to do it. I guess maybe you do it.
The bill is for it. It's just fine to shoot you up. To talk to you and bring it to me. And the first thing is that's the proper approach. President, it's the bill I'm talking about.
Okay. Dean is opposed to that. Because he said, lobbing the whole thing at Sirica will scare everybody. You've got all these downloads lobbing anyway. That will really scare them. Because they'll feel they have no chance of a fair trial when he's a hanging judge on his last big case and has to make a name. They'll have that problem. He thinks the panel idea is much better because they can make a fair assessment of the facts out of the public dying. And the court can't.
Rogers, go against the panel.
Yeah, in agreement with Rogers.
On the panel,
I am for a reason he offered that has nothing to do with the release, which is that the fact of doing that will automatically escalate this to the biggest event of your administration of the whole 8 years. And you should not throw it into that context. If we are we're obsessed with this.
I was telling you, I also told Rogers about
I don't know what time it is.
John wanted to, he says, we need other stories now to get out. He says, well, that's exactly what we need today. And he wanted Sigurd announcing first place, we got other stories. All he needs to do is pick up a newspaper. You know what the story is? The last of the prisoners are on their way home. That's the story. Turn on television, they'll be interviewing them all over again. They did all night last night again. They're obsessed with the damn prison, and I can't imagine why. It must have occurred to somebody that it's helping us, but they do it anyway. I guess because that's what the people really are interested in. It's a fascinating story. But they get those damn guys on and they're waving their hips and banners at the door. They sure as hell are. I don't know about this last batch, but the ones that are on their way down, but these are the newest, they would probably carry on. Well, you don't know. Some of the new ones have been some of the most solid.
But you see, Bill's reactions, which are Bill's, and I thought they were solid. The actions are totally different from earlier regarding me stepping out and making a big statement, a presidential statement, that he's going to show no one else how to do it.
But he is. Because it isn't. That's why it's valuable to get a guy, and even he is damn close. You know what the hell?
Yeah.
He's sitting here in Washington, he reads the Post, and he
talks
to the sensitive to this kind of stuff, and talks to these people. If you had a Bill Rogers type about it in Chicago, called in and said, look, what I can do about this, he would think you lost your senses if you were trying to go on television, I think.
Well, John said he's been talking to lots of people and all the people he talks to raise his wife's president go on this fight. I don't know who John's talking about, but
well, some of our people do, but they don't think through what that does to people. They like you.
And Bill's point is that if I go on, it looks like I'm guilty. I hadn't thought of that, but that's true. You can tell you're not guilty. And they think it's embarrassing to me, but they think this is bad. It's what Johnson must have gone through. They caught one of these top guys in the men's room, a homosexual, and the other one is a crook. That's probably bigger.
And his top lawyer that he wanted to make Chief Justice was also maybe a crook.
That's where ethics is true. Ours are not. Ours are simply beliefs.
Well, yours weren't close to you either. They weren't.
Well, I thought that. Right.
Horace was his crony. Not crony, but his, you know, doing his
close friend.
Only the daughter was going to live with him.
I keep her senses on the spot, and I don't know what the hell they're doing. So if he doesn't want Sarika, I can see the point of that. The panel thing just doesn't work.
He doesn't have any options. That's like Mitchell saying you shouldn't go up to the grand jury because they won't believe you will crush it. That's a terrible thing to say. In the first place, it is Dean's decision whether he goes to the grand jury. Well, how the hell can he not go? That's not a direct charge. Well, but no.
He's afraid that he's going to tell him to piss on the White House.
He's afraid that might be it. He's afraid it'll be that he'll tell him to piss on Dean. You know, the two of them should line up their stuff in a row and hang Dean. But the point is, that doesn't solve a goddamn thing. For them. Well, getting Dean in, sure, it doesn't help them. They can make a case that Dean authorized those expenditures.
We probably got a stupid story. Yeah. In a way, he gave my a lie, but I'm a loss.
I don't know if you have a bigger story. He has no knowledge of a bigger story.
Correct.
He comes up with this big story. Yeah.
He did
know.
Going on the ranch here. company around me, and nothing.
You can't get that from the issue.
Ehrlichman, what's Ehrlichman up to at the moment? Not talk to anybody there.
Unless he got back, right? Unless he got back, right?
So Bailey killed Mitchell.
and they're playing around with that now with the thought that Bailey might go out and publicly say that. Dean also says, thinking about it, that he thinks Fensterwall is linked to, maybe a link to Kennedy, and maybe his tie, because he was chief counsel of the Administrative Practices Subcommittee, along with Chairman Kennedy was the sub-chair. And then Kennedy, when Long went out, Kennedy succeeded Long, chairman. And he thinks Fensterwall may still have been counsel for a while after Kennedy succeeded, but anyway, Kennedy was in there. And a close tie to that, or a potential for a close tie to the local community council. Well, he thinks maybe there's something going there that would explain Festival's putting up the bail for the court, which is secure.
Really, I suppose, I say we, what we years ago. Is anybody checking Festival?
Yeah.
I would think that would be the line that they're all taking.
I don't see why that's so
exciting. Better chicken. A court, obviously, is the way that this one, two White House people, the way the story plays out, you know, they read the closest one across the country. All of a sudden, it was the same. I mean, they named the White House people for the poster, but it was actually Kruger and Dean.
Yep.
Same two.
Correct.
Investigation.
I think they had a guy going around talking to people, you know, trying to put some pieces together. So Bill says, you know, he said, when I was going through some stuff, he said, now look, maybe he mentioned this to you, but he said, you sit there and you kind of look a little concerned and everything when you tell me that you have been putting pressure on the Kruger to get tape recordings of Democratic candidates. Is it that automatically ties into the Watergate? I said, goddamn, what you were doing, you would have been pretty stupid not to do.
Intelligence operator, yeah, he made that point.
He said, go ahead, don't make any bones about whether you had an intelligence operation or not. Of course you did.
Trying to get
it. I said, well, you know, that sounds fine, but when the Washington Post prints it, that isn't the way it looks. I would love to have a story saying I was pushing the community. I think they'll probably have to get it. I was pushing for recordings.
Understand
what they said, yeah.
Sure. Recordings on that.
Some of them did. Oh, and you know perfectly well, reporters covering you stand there with your damn tape recorders.
All
the microphone and the speaker there, you get. Because they're too lazy to work anymore, they don't sit and write it. I can see Dean's point in wanting a dramatic step. Bill sort of agreed with that too, but
early, more than the two behind. John sees it, and John, I don't criticize him for it, but it's his mental, you know, John's mental is basically
dazzling with fancy footwork.
Well, always to, you know, to be out, I'll say one front, step in front of the park, or say something, do something, and all the rest. That's why John would have been a disaster for a policy advisor. Shit, we could have done everything wrong. I mean, out of the, you know, doing things to the right, but you just got to decide what that guy's right and stick to do it. to eat for a while. Pretty great. What is the deepest prognosis to the world? He figures that the car says it's going to leak out tomorrow. That's what we gave him started the other time.
Incidentally, Howard Baker did step up and blast the committee council.
Did he really?
He did it yesterday. Of course, it didn't get recorded.
Did you get word?
That's it now. It's in the paper tonight.
And what did, how did he do it?
Hit it for highly improper conduct and hold the press conference.
That's awesome. That courageous thing to do.
I think that's all right to lock this out because it was improper conduct. Clearly, so it would be recognized by people as such.
It has to roll the story out fast. We don't know what other people. We'll take a card, which are various expenses. So you can pay the talk at all.
Exactly what we want. We sure as hell can. I don't know who else can.
Incidentally, Bill Rogers totally disagreed with the idea that I didn't talk about it. I should ask much
of him.
So I mean, to the extent that I told Bill, I said, my guess is that he was, and that he just did it, but probably
not totally. Just one of those things where he wasn't watching the story. It was a while ago, yeah.
But I said to him, but he said, don't ask him. But he's right about that, Bob. I don't think I can be in a position to say, when somebody asked me, what about John Mitchell? Have I held that John Mitchell was sick? I would get this person said he's made a public statement on this. I was always been very careful about that, too, to say that's up to the character. If you go this route a lot, it will scare the hell out of the other candidates. Captain, whatever I've got,
Rick, you know, how are you going to not scare them? How can you not go this route anyway? Whether we go or not, it's going to be gone.
Or to rethink the route we get on that basis, which might be very much a risk that I think we're going to be in that thing anyway. It would be better to consider that. I go with Colson on the idea of not saying to waive all privileges. You know what I mean? They said that they would testify and, system was there.
Waive executive privilege specifically as regards the Watergate incident. You can do that.
Yeah. Except it,
the no privilege exists because there was no communication.
Except afterwards. There was communication afterwards.
It is a matter of waiving. You can make, somehow the point can be made that there is no question of executive privilege in the events leading up to the Watergate because the president had no knowledge of it and had no communication with anybody regarding it. Therefore, no one has the privilege issued in their eyes.
That's correct.
Well, then why would you let them all go into hell?
Because the proper venue was here.
So that's the fact that the privilege question on the Hill is a question of the privilege of being called at all. The question being called at all,
right.
Not the substance
of the
discussion, because they are,
you're background of the presidency, and if the primitive, if they were being called on the hill on a criminal matter, which was not being handled in the proper criminal places, then they go up,
as sure,
and then once they fall. Here, the Justice Department is prosecuting. They are appearing. See, my point is that they are. That's the way it goes. I've got to go. It's the defense against the hill. Have you been able to run that one by Mitchell?
Mitchell, sir.
Run that one by him on the phone.
He doesn't want to go to the grand jury. He doesn't want to. There isn't much of one, except you're simply saying that Clanky talks to him.
Oh, the way it would work, except I don't do it. Clanky's call up and goes and talks to Sirek. Briefly, he says, the president is the president of the position of this person. That's an old one, he's stacked on charges.
Sirica not agree to it.
Mike said, well, here. I mean, I think it's a criminal case. It belongs on the charge. It belongs before the grand jury, not before the Senate. So that's our position there. Last thing I'd like for you to run by is Will Rod.
Sure.
that's the point of doing it this way, rather than appointing a warrant commission to do it or something like that, we would be taking a legal effect. Can you get some time now? Why don't you come over to my office? He's here to talk to you. Because he says for one thing, the price that he go to offer a special prosecutor, don't ever do that. I said, why not? He said, I'll tell you what I see. If it's just for that, then just don't do it. That's starting. He says, I don't like the idea. He said, look at it this way, up to now. Let's assume that you believe that we did find executive privileges, whatever, and we can keep the stuff covered up. So now, we read an unsourced, unsworn statement, everything on paper. If McCord has said, that someone says that this is what McCord said, actually McCord is confirming what he said, also confirming the American authority, but it's still all court stuff, all of his paper stuff. He's not been under oath, he's not made any actionable charge. That they might be well. Yes, of course he will, but he hasn't yet. So he says, so what do we do? We have sent the Attorney General running off to talk to a judge to try to work something out. This is, it appears like overreaction. Coming over to my office, making sure it's clear and then I said, well, that's the reason you would do this. You wouldn't appear with the reaction. You're going through the normal process, but you're just confirming your desire to cooperate. As contrasted to, say, calling and putting up a warrant commission. He says, oh, Jesus, we would under no circumstances we would put up a warrant commission, nor would I go to a special prosecutor. Just don't want that.
What has he set up at this time? Just nothing. Back and down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, all the people that were for that theory, nobody except Colson Olson anymore. Well, Mitchell, man. That was the foremost exponent of the Jacob Tate theory. And he made the overreact to the strain.
The last two people were
thinking. You can go. And it is. See, Dean thinks that McCord is going to name Mitchell too. So all the things he's going to, why the hell didn't he? Why would he name Hewitt and Magruder and not Mitchell? It's just that I'm just holding back for somebody that looks to me as if that's what he's going to have. That's Rogers.
That is probably the credit of the White House to be very good to do it, I guess. I mean, I guess if he's following Magruder, I think he's following Magruder if you're doing it, because you know, Magruder's time at the White House was as deputy director of communications with the Republican. He always identified the figure as a military journal and identified a certain amount of deputy. But it's kind of funny. Thank you.